Hare Krishna. Question: is time travel into the past possible? Answer: we'll look at this from the point of view of science, and then we'll look at it from the point of view of scripture. In science, often in the popular mind, in the mind of the general public, the distance between science and science fiction gets merged, because sci-fi movies claim to, or sci-fi novels or movies claim to use science and scientific technology, whereas the scientific insights and scientific technology are far from actual. So with respect to time travel, although sometimes it's depicted that time travel into the past is possible in some movies, but in general there is a fundamental logical problem with time travel into the past, that is called as the grandfather paradox. Suppose a person goes into the past to a time when his grandfather is still single, is not yet married, and then enters into the past and kills the grandfather there. If the grandfather is killed before marriage, then the grandfather doesn't have any child, then there will be no son, and this particular person, if his father is not there, he himself will not be there. So, now he himself exists. So, how did he come into existence if his father was not in existence? So, this is a standard logical paradox, a logical problem with the idea of travel into the past. Now, there are some scientific concepts where the idea of dropping into the past without changing it are talked about. But conceptually, if you look at the idea of time itself, it's a philosophical conundrum within science. Einstein talked about science as a fourth dimension along with space. And although the space-time continuum idea has been widely accepted in science today, problem is that time is unlike other dimensions. Because whereas along the other dimensions, we can travel backwards, in time, we don't know of any means by which you can travel backwards. So time does seem to be a distinct kind of dimension within science also. So science gives us, leave alone telling us definitively anything about time travel, it doesn't even have as of now, a clear understanding of what time is itself. So is calling it another dimension doesn't reflect the complexity of the concept of time. Now, in the Vedic tradition, in the Bhagavatam, time is repeatedly equated with God. Time is an energy of God. Kalosmi lokakshekrit pravruddho. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, time I am, the destroyer of the worlds. And the Bhagavatam also it stated, manyetvam kalamishanam. That you, O Ishwara, you are the time who is the controller. Ishanam. That is in the prayers of Queen Kunti 1828. So now, what is the philosophical and practical implication of the idea that God is time? Firstly, it implies that the irreversibility of time is the will of God. So now, at one level, we could say that is time travel possible? For God, anything is possible. So, that argument falls flat on the face when we understand that it is by God's will that time is irreversible. So, the irreversibility of time, the onward flow of time, is a manifestation of the will of God. So, to say that, to separate the onward flow of time from the will of God, and to ask, can God make time flow backwards? So the point is that it is God, he has created a system, and it is his will that manifests in the onward flow of time. So to say that can time move backwards, can God cause time to move backwards, is to say like, to argue like saying that God, can God be not omnipotent? So God's omnipotence is his defining characteristic, and by his omnipotence, time's irreversibility is his defining characteristic. So when we understand that this principle, then we are not stuck only by logical paradox, logical problems in the idea of backward time travel. We understand that time travel, that time's forward travel is a unfolding of the will of God, who acts in this world through the agency of time. So, and now there's also the understanding that time, the movement of time is cyclic. So, in that sense, there is Satyuga, Tritayuga, Kaliyuga, Dwaparyuga. If you look at the time scales as described in the Puranas, then again there is Satyuga. So, we go back to Satyuga, but we are not going back in the sense of going into the past. We are going onwards, and in the onward, the same cycle has come. But in the, it's not in the same cycle, the same souls are there and the exact same conditions are there. No. So, it's like the same season comes, but it's not the same time. We are not gone into the past. So, time keeps moving cyclically, but the cyclic movement is always onwards, not backwards. Thank you. Hare Krishna.